paragraph base. V'zeh b'chinas ribis k'tzutza v'avak ribis. Rav Nosler says, we know that when the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch discuss ribis, they say there's standard ribis, there's interest, and then there's other variations of ribis called avak ribis, ribis k'tzutza, which aren't exactly interest, but it's different forms of it, shadier forms of it, like in a sense. Ze b'chinas neshech, b'chinas neshichas anochosh, sheneskalel, b'chinas al g'choincho telech, v'ofar toicho kol yemei chayecho. This shows that this is tied into the snake, because we know the Torah says about the snake that Hashem cursed the snake, you're going to crawl on your belly your whole life, and you're going to eat dirt. Ki raglayim hoyuloi v'niktzitzu, because the Gemara tells us originally the snake had feet, but Hashem cut off his feet. V'ze b'chinas ribis k'tzutza. This is the concept of ribis k'tzutza. Kotzut l'k'tzutz means to cut. B'chinas raglayim hoyuloi v'niktzitzu. The Gemara uses that word to show the association with the snake. The snake is called k'tzutza because it had its feet chopped off, and there's a ribis that's called ribis k'tzutza. B'chinas sheker ein loy raglayim. As the Gemara says, falsehood has no feet. The letters of the word sheker, each letter does not have 2 feet to it. The shin has a flat base. The kuf does not have 2 feet to it. And the resh only has one foot to it. Whereas in the word emes, each letter of the word emes has 2 feet. Bechinas shikro loikoi. As the Gemara says, sheker cannot stand permanently, can't last. Dahainu ki be'emes ein shom bebechinas taivas mom mechinas avodizoro shom revach mom enkanal. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains, the truth is that when a person's involved in taivas momoin, they're never making any profit. They're never getting ahead. This avodizoro, there's never any profit of money. This is the concept where falsehood has no feet. Because we know that money is the feet of a person. As the Pasuk says, Veskol hayukum asher baraglehem, and that which stood them up on their feet. And the Gemara says, Ze mamoinoi shelodom shemamido al raglov. This refers to a person's wealth, a person's money, which stands him up on his feet. So we see that money is raglin. Ukishehu meshuka betaivas mamoin. When a person's steeped in taivas mamoin, he wants more and more. He's never satisfied. He's jealous of what the other person has. He's going after money in a crazy way. He is plugged into idols, which is falsehood, which has no feet. Has no feet means has no money. Whatever money he has doesn't count, because he's never getting ahead. He's never in a positive balance. He just made $1 million. 2 minutes later, he goes to the bank and he wants to invest it, and the bank is willing to give him credit of so much. So now he's in more debt. He's gone into bigger debt. Because the Zohar Kodesh says, Avodah Zorah is sterile. It does not produce fruit. It never generates a profit. Always negative. Always in the red. V'zehu isu ribis kanal. This is the forbiddenness of interest. Shenit meloi shelokeach revochim, whereby it seems to the person as if he's making profit. Ula besoif nechosof mismaitetin. And in the end, he loses everything. Look how real this is for us. This shiur is being given in the final days of Tammuz, Tavshin Samachtes, July 2009. Some of the biggest, hottest news items in America and Lahavdil in Eretz Yisrael. Recently, in America, there was a person who went after money, one of the biggest financial figures in the United States, a person who was respected. The SEC consulted with him. All the big financial corporations consulted with him and invested with him, and et cetera, et cetera. And this person ended up gathering up $150 billion. Numbers that are unheard of, mamish unheard of. The richest guy in the world, supposedly now, Bill Gates, this one, $50 billion. This person went above that. He gathered up, he took from other people $150 billion. And again, imagine how much money you can make. Imagine how much interest, how much profit you can make on $150 billion. How much did he make? He made nothing. All of it, he's in jail. And his assets are being dissolved, and everybody's in the garbage. The people who gave him the money have nothing. He has nothing, his family. And money, which is supposed to give a person respect. Ha'oysher v'ha'kovoid throughout the Torah. You see, oysher and kovoid go together. This person probably received the highest level of shame and embarrassment that any human being so far received. Because again, today you have an internet and you have things where once upon a time, when Hitler, Yimach Shemo, was in operation, you know, you could communicate with 10, with 100,000, with a million people, you could tell them what a rush it was. Today, in 1 second, you go on CNN or this or that, and 3 billion people can hear at one time that this guy's a dirty rat. This guy destroyed so many families, etc., etc. This is a person who I believe was not a religious person. Unfortunately, a few days ago in the news in Eretz Yisrael, we have a situation of, again, religious Jews who invested all kinds of money that they had. They wanted to make money. They wanted to get into it. What do you mean? Hashem gives me money. I want to add to it. I want to help Hashem. So they wanted to help Hashem, and they gave it to a wealthy person, a Jew, who supposedly, you know, was a big donor, you know, that he gave donations to show how powerful, how secure their money would be with him. And again, suddenly he's in trouble, they're in trouble. The principal disappeared. Not only don't you get the interest, the principal goes away, Rachmona Litzlan. Ki shikra loy koi. Because the Gemara says falsehood cannot stand, cannot be permanent. Ki ein loy raglayim, because it has no legs. Ki raglayim hoyu loy v'niktitzu, because the snake had legs and his legs got cut off. V'zeh b'chinas ribis k'tzutza. This is the concept of the term that's used in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, ribis k'tzutza. B'chinas zuamas hanochosh, because this interest is like the filth of the snake. Avak ribis. And there's another term for ribis called the dust of ribis, avok ribis. Also, it's not actual ribis in the full sense. It's a minor category of it. Bechinas v'ofor toichal. Again, by the snake, where does the Torah speak about dust and dirt? By the snake. The snake eats dirt, avok. And this is why the Torah writes about where it speaks about the law of taking ribis. Make sure that your brother lives with you. Don't kill him. The mitzvah is that your brother should live, not die. Because you, a Jew, are commanded by Hashem to help your brother, your fellow Jew, live, not to bury him, to give him life. To draw upon him life and light. That's what happens when you lend a person money without taking any interest for it. When you do it as a pure act of chesed. B'chinas chesed shel emes kanal. We said that's an example of true chesed. V'alkein mehameshumod. Mutar lekabel ribis. And this is why the Torah tells us that a Jew who rejected his religion completely, a Jew who decides to give up his faith, he converts outside the religion, he shmads, you're allowed to take ribis from him. Ki ein ato metzuvo lahachyoisoi. Because such a Jew, you are not instructed by Hashem to keep him, to give him life. Kama Yisham Rabbi Senazal, as the Gemara says, Ki ikar gmilas chesed hu lahamtik hu lahatzl mebchinas shmad, shehu bchinas taivas momoin, bchinas choiv. Because the main concept of lending money is to sweeten the din and to take a person out of avodah zarah, out of debt, out of feeling like nothing, being plugged into avodah zarah, pshmad, which is taivas momoin, which is choiv. Bechinas vayigoresh miponecha oye vayomer hashmein. Hashem chased away from before you your enemies, and he said, let them be destroyed. Hashmein, that's the enemy. Kimavur Shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Chav Gimel, Ayin Shom, look over there. Shetaivas momoin nikra shmad. Rabbeinu Zal shows over in the Kutimran that this wrong type of desire and pursuit of money is called shmad. It's rejecting religion completely, chas v'shalom. Again, we find on the coins in the United States, I don't know what they put on other coins, on the coins in the United States, the quarters, it says, in G-O-D, we trust. Who's the G-O-D? The dollar. That's the G-O-D. That's the replacement for the real G-O-D. Proof is that we devote the 99.9 or 100% of our energy and brain power is occupied with the dollar, with finances. Vayidea chesed, shahamal voisem aloive, and through the kindness that a lender does for a borrower, he draws upon him kindness, life, light. And he rescues him, he saves him from shmad. Shmad is total destruction. Shmad is rejection of Hashem. Bechinas choiv, avodah zarah. V'alkein hamishumod. Therefore, a Jew who converts, who rejects his religion totally, he tore himself away from life, and he bound himself to avodah zarah. Therefore, you are not instructed by Hashem to keep him alive, to draw upon him life or upon him. Valkein muter likach min haribus. Therefore, you're allowed to take interest from him. Ki ikar isur haribus hu legoresh me hahalva zu bechinas choiv. Because the main reason why ribus is forbidden is because by not taking ribus, we're chasing away the avodah zarah from this loan. We're not allowing the avodah zarah, the idol, to draw any energy from this loan. From choiv, b'chinas avodah zarah, b'chinas sheker, b'chinas loisia loy kenoisha, loisia simon olav neshech, sholoi anikra b'shem choiv klal, that it shouldn't be called alone. The person shouldn't feel indebted to me, ingratiated to me in any way. What do you mean? You did me a favor. You gave me the mitzvah. Who gave whom more? You gave me the privilege of doing a mitzvah. Rak b'b'chinas gmilas chesed, b'chinas v'chei ochicha, as it says, your brother should live with you. Laham shechol of chayim, or upon him, to draw upon him life, the light. B'chinas bo'er p'nei melech chayim. This is the conclusion of this halacha beis. Now, they write here, Hilchas chukoy so'akum, regarding the laws of the methodologies of avodah zarah, Ayin Boirachayim Hilchas Purim Halacha Dalid Al Pi Amaymar Mi Yoshech of Etzchayim Ayin Shom. Look over there in Orachayim Hilchas Purim Halacha Dalid. There Rav Nosson Zal touches on the topic of a Jew following the customs of the Goyim, of Avodah Zarah.